From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
France's President Emmanuel Macron addressed his nation on television Monday from Paris. We bring you his comments in their entirety.
Française, Français. Nous voilà ensemble au rendez-vous de notre pays et de notre avenir.
Dear people of France,
les événements de ces dernières semaines dans l'Hexagone et Outre-mer ont profondément troublé la nation. Ils ont mêlé des revendications légitimes et un enchaînement de violences inadmissibles. Et je veux vous le dire d'emblée.
I have driven us to some violent clashes, which is unacceptable, and I would like to say that there is no excuse for this violence, and there will be no pardon to those who caused it. We saw the opportunists to try and take advantage of the mood in the people, which has reason, and some tried to take advantage of it and saw dissent.
Qu'on dégrade un commerce ou des bâtiments publics.
There is no justification to the anger and to all those violent clashes.
Que d'autres peuvent ne pas les partager sans que personne n'ait à avoir peur de ces désaccords.
Everyone has right to their opinions, but in a way,
la liberté cesse.
That allows for the others to oppose that opinion. As soon as violence starts, this freedom ends.
Nous y mettrons
so
tous les moyens.
We need to restore the state order, and we're going to take all measures required to do so, because we can't build anything that would be permanent under such circumstances that does not allow for civil liberty and
au début de tout cela,
security.
Je n'oublie pas qu'il y a une colère.
So I issued some very strict orders to my government, but I'm not forgetting that
there is
some people are unhappy, and many of our citizens are not happy indeed.
Ce fut d'abord la colère contre une taxe que le Premier ministre a apporté. Une réponse
the unacceptable,
en annulant et en supprimant
we
toutes
should
les
not forget that there is a right to indignation, and people indeed are indignant about some tax measures.
Peut-être notre chance.
We feel that.
C'est celle du couple de salariés qui ne finit pas le mois et se lève chaque jour tôt et revient tard pour aller travailler le mois. C'est celle de la mère de famille, célibataire, veuve,
certainly there are people who go to work very early and go back home very late. We all know how divorced people and widows sometimes live making their ends meet barely. These people have a very hard life.
People, retired people,
also went out
c'est celle des
to
plus
protest
fragiles,
on streets.
Des personnes en situation de handicap, dont la place dans la société n'est pas encore assez reconnue.
Certainly, I understand that it's not easy on these people, the most disadvantaged citizens that we have, like challenged people. They do have a hard life.
Tout se passait
but
comme
unfortunately,
s'ils étaient oubliés,
we
effacés.
Started to get used to that, which is unacceptable.
Ce sont 40
they
de
began
malaise
feeling that.
Malaise des travailleurs qui ne s'y retrouvent plus, malaise des territoires, villages comme quartiers, où on voit les services publics se réduire et le cadre de vie disparaître, malaise démocratique, où se développe le sentiment de ne pas être entendu, malaise face au changement de notre société, à une laïcité bousculée et devant des modes de vie qui créent des barrières, de la distance.
Cela vient de très loin. And the local authorities were contributing to that in a way.
Sans doute,
the gap between the layers in society has been growing and this social unrest tensions was increasing.
And
it has been impossible to fix that in recent years, and I understand my responsibility for all of that.
I
don't want to say that I was busy with doing some other things. I may have offended some of you with what I have been saying, but today I would like to say honestly and openly that I
c'est précisément parce que je crois plus que tout dans notre pays que je l'aime.
The political system that we
et
have
ma légitimité. which is often unfair and unjust.
And I wanted to do so because I love my country.
I'm not guided by... Mais je crois profondément que nous pouvons trouver une voie pour en sortir tous ensemble.
Je le veux pour la France,
parce que c'est notre vocation, au travers de l'histoire, d'ouvrir ainsi des chemins jamais explorés pour nous-mêmes et pour le monde. Je le veux pour nous tous, Français, parce qu'un peuple qui se divise à ce point, qui ne respecte plus ses lois,
To make the life of our people in our country better. To make sure we do not turn into a country that does not respect itself, does not respect its own people. I've been feeling that this crisis is coming up. I felt that before the election, and that's why I decided to run for president.
C'est l'état d'urgence économique et social que je veux décréter aujourd'hui. Nous voulons bâtir une France du mérite, du travail,
today,
une France où nos enfants vivront mieux que nous. Cela ne peut se faire que par une meilleure école, des universités, de l'apprentissage et des formations qui apprennent aux plus jeunes et aux moins jeunes ce qu'il faut pour vivre libre et travailler. L'investissement dans la nation,
economy,
dans l'école et la formation est inédit. Et je le confirme.
Those young people
nous
who
voulons
want
une France
to continue studying and to become and live as free people.
Sur ce point,
to become a country where people can live off the fruits of their work.
And we have been too slow moving on along that track
to become in such a country. So I am going to require our government to make changes to their work
sans qu'il en coûte un euro de plus pour l'employeur.
The minimal
wages will be
adjusted and increased by 100 euros per month starting in May 2019.
Et je veux qu'une vraie amélioration
also in 2019,
c'est pourquoi je demanderai à tous les employeurs qui le peuvent de verser une prime de fin d'année à leurs employés. Et cette prime n'aura à acquitter ni impôts.
Overtime, labor. And also by going to introduce special tax-free incentives,
bonuses for people,
for those who earn less than 2,000 euros per month.
Et il n'était pas juste.
And there also will be tax deductions introduced.
As of tomorrow,
Prime Minister is going
J'ai besoin que nos grandes entreprises, nos concitoyens les plus fortunés aident la nation à réussir. Je les réunirai et prendrai des décisions en ce sens dès cette semaine. Je sais que certains voudraient, dans ce contexte, que je revienne sur la réforme de l'impôt sur la fortune.
Pendant près de 40 ans, il a existé. Vivons mieux durant cette période.
Les plus riches partaient. Et notre pays s'affaiblissait.
Conformément
aux engagements pris devant vous, cet impôt a été supprimé pour ceux qui investissent dans notre économie et donc aide à créer des emplois.
We can say that this tax we already had did not really help us.
Pour ceux qui ont une fortune immobilière.
Because many people would just leave the country to avoid paying it.
Revenir en arrière nous affaiblirait, alors même que nous sommes en train de recréer des emplois dans tous les secteurs.
So we replaced the wealth tax with the property tax.
Le gouvernement et le Parlement devront aller plus loin. Pour mettre fin aux avantages indus et aux évasions fiscales.
Would,
le dirigeant d'une entreprise française doit
industries.
Payer ses impôts en France. Et les grandes entreprises, s'ils font du profit, doivent y payer
tax
l'impôt.
Evasion
c'est la simple justice.
And tax fraud,
vous le voyez,
and we're going to
nous répondrons à l'urgence économique et sociale par des mesures fortes, par des baisses d'impôts plus rapides, par une meilleure maîtrise des
It's
dépenses
a And we're going to respond
J'entends
with some urgent
que le
measures
gouvernement poursuive l'ambition des transformations de notre pays que le peuple a choisi il y a maintenant 18
mois. We're going to reduce taxes
nous avons devant nous à conduire une réforme profonde de l'État, de l'indemnisation du chômage et des retraites. Elles sont indispensables. Nous voulons des règles plus justes, plus simples, plus claires.
Government, we need to reform the social support and benefit system. Needs to become more transparent and more efficient
pour la France et pour l'Europe.
We need to
C'est pourquoi le débat national annoncé doit être beaucoup plus large.
Pursue a social project.
Nous devons avant toute chose
And I would like to propose a national dialogue for that. I would like everyone
to partake in that.
We need all
le devoir d'apprendre pour être un citoyen libre.
We need
le devoir
to produce,
de changer
manufacture,
pour tenir compte de l'urgence de notre dette climatique
et budgétaire. We need to work on education.
Nous devons nous rassembler et aborder ensemble toutes les questions essentielles.
Fight for improvement of the environmental situation in our country.
La possibilité de voir les courants d'opinion mieux entendus dans leur diversité.
All measures necessary to improve the overall situation.
Et même que soit admis
all
à participer au débat des citoyens, l'appartenance à
that, and their
je veux que soit posée la question de l'équilibre
heard,
de notre fiscalité, pour qu'elle permette à la fois la justice et l'efficacité du
everyone,
je veux que soit posée la question de notre quotidien
to be balanced,
pour faire face au changement climatique, se loger,
so that the,
se déplacer,
government,
se chauffer.
The state machine would be more efficient in the ways it works.
Je veux que soit posée la question de l'organisation de l'État, de la manière dont il
and
est gouverné
at the same
et administré
time,
depuis Paris,
to,
sans doute trop centralisé depuis des décennies,
houses.
Et la question du service public dans tous nos territoires.
We need to make sure
je veux aussi
the state
que nous mettions d'accord la nation avec elle-même sur ce qu'est son identité profonde, que nous abordions la question de l'immigration.
To il nous faut understand what it is, we also need
ces
to discuss immigration.
Qui demande une réflexion profonde et partagée impose un débat
all
sans précédent. Il devra se dérouler au niveau national.
A dialogue
dans nos institutions,
which has
chacun y aura
not
sa part.
Seen
gouvernement, assemblée,
all institutions need to participate in it. The government and the National
vous
Assembly, all the social
je veux en
circles,
assurer moi-même la coordination
you,
en recevoir
you
les avis pour rendre ainsi
it.
Le pouls vivant de notre pays.
I would like to be
mais
a coordinator of that process and make sure that this process involves our
il doit se
entire
dérouler
country.
Aussi partout sur le terrain.
And
et il est des interlocuteurs naturels
not
des
only
citoyens qui doivent en recevoir les demandes et
all
s'en faire
the
les relais.
Of our country,
ce sont les maires.
All citizens of our country,
ils portent la République sur le terrain.
Need to have,
c'est pourquoi je rencontrerai moi-même les maires de France,
city
région
and
par
town
région,
mayors.
Pour bâtir le socle de notre nouveau contrat pour la nation.
All the city and town mayors across our country just to create that foundation for the national dialogue.
Comme trop souvent par le passé dans des crises semblables sans que rien n'ait été vraiment compris.
We all would like to go back to our normal lives, but this crisis
nous sommes à un moment historique.
Has to be the one that ends differently from the previous ones. It is a historical moment for our country.
L'engagement.
And I would like this crisis to end through a fruitful
nous sommes à la tâche
positive dialogue
et je reviendrai m'exprimer devant vous pour vous rendre
success.
Compte. Mon seul souci,
I am going to
mon seul combat,
talk to you once again in order to report
bataille.
On some achievements and what I'm doing and what I'm fighting
vive
for
la République.
Is for you.
Vive la France.
This is the fight for France. Vive la France.
That was the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, addressing his nation via television Monday. This past weekend, Russia's largest political organization, United Russia, held its 18th Party Congress. It's the political party of President Vladimir Putin. He addressed the conference this past Saturday.
Thank you
very much.
Уважаемые коллеги,
colleagues,
друзья,
friends,
Дмитрий Анатольевич,
Mr. Medvedev,
я очень рад приветствовать всех
I'm very
вас
happy
на очередном
18th all of you to the 18th Congress of United Russia. This is a major political event, and it takes place shortly before Constitution Day. I'm very grateful for your support during the election. This is what I would like to say in this context. It's really important to form the top institution of power in the country, regardless of specific person. Of course, names are important, but behind every name there should be a specific program.
This
is true about president and all the other levels of government, unless you have a clear vision of what needs to be done and how it should be done for the country.
Нечего там делать. Потому что это институты власти формируются не для того, чтобы те, кто туда добрался до этой власти,
Because the government is not for people to get there and just relax and do nothing, enjoy sitting in a big chair. No. Responsible people, and we are responsible people. Responsible people should be different. Our program in a condensed form is presented in the presidential decree published in May, and then it was presented in detail in national projects prepared by the government. As you know, most members of the government represent United Russia. They were supported at a legislative level, and again, we have a controlling stake in the State Duma. But regional dimension is also very important, because that's where most of the work is being done. We need support of United Russia at the regional and municipal levels. We have to realize that, and we should work as a team, given our common goals. And United Russia will play a very special role in this matter. We have special responsibility for the future of our country, for the welfare of our people. This is what makes every political force strong, especially the leading political force, caring for the welfare of people, strengthening your country's sovereignty, developing the economy. Responsibility for achieving breakthrough goals that we set for ourselves. As I said, United Russia plays a special role. For many years, we've been very consistent in making important decisions, explaining these decisions to people, and later campaigning and persuading the voters that the decisions we made earlier were correct, and the path we've been following is the only right path. But I'd like to say something. There are some complications along this way as well. I'll talk about this later. But this is
лидерство не в том, чтобы обещать манну небесную, которая возьмётся не.
To be a leader does not mean to make empty promises.
Чтобы принимать ответственные нужные стране.
To be a leader means to make important decisions which will eventually benefit the country. But you have to go to people and explain to them. You have to talk to people directly. You have to explain your decisions to people. You have to explain why this decision is the best for our country right now. Leadership is a tremendous resource for achieving our goals. Like I said, the May decree has set these goals. We need to achieve breakthrough development. Only this will help us improve the quality of life for our people and strengthen our country's sovereignty. Put Russia at a decent place in the world. Those sitting in this room and other members of United Russia, any person actually, they live their life. In the morning, they wake up, go to work. In the evening, they go home, talk to their family, take care of their daily matters. People rarely think about where we are. People rarely look at analytics. But I would like to tell you, the world is undergoing a major transformation. And unless we see this and understand what we need to do right now, we may end up lagging behind forever. It's a dramatic situation for our country and for the whole world. We have to understand that, and we have to be very active right now.
I think
United Russia and its tremendous legislative organizational potential should take full advantage of the situation. We need to help our society develop, push the nation forward. You have your representatives everywhere, at every level of government, in every area. And most of these people are very decent people, patriots, professionals. But at the same time,
происходит всегда
Let's
и везде, во все времена
actually,
и во всех местах.
Есть и те, которые просто конъюнктуры,
с удовольствием just take advantage of the situation.
They want to be in power. They want to be members of the leading political party. And of course, there are people who don't conduct themselves properly. So I would like you to keep an eye on that.
Never allow
yourself to be like that at any level.
Потому что это,
From
во-первых, вредно для страны.
The top, all the way
это несправедливо
to the bottom,
в отношении людей.
Это bad for the country, that's bad for people. And
хорошо, что сейчас в партии
активно
идет процесс обновления, о котором Дмитрий
And I really like the fact that the party is undergoing renewal right now. Like Mr. Medvedev said, we have new people coming in, new faces, and this will only make our party stronger. You know, of course, that people want the party to be frank, honest, and to be like that, We don't need some abstract phrases and words. We should really listen to people. We should hear people. We should be with people. People should know who their representatives are. They should feel free to contact you anytime. It's really important to check all your plans with talking to people. Of course, there are many opinions, and you can only make one decision. And it's not always to make everybody happy. People may have different opinions. There are many people, many opinions. So what you need is respect. You need to show respect for people. You should explain your position to them. Of course, to do that, you have to have a position. And we do. We do have a position on almost every important issue. Still, we should listen to people more. We should support their initiatives and use their initiatives to achieve our common goal, especially at a local municipal level. For example, if you have to make a decision about urban planning, local development, you absolutely have to listen to people. People's recommendations are always practical, genuine,
устремление общества. Да, собственно, что значит общество?
And,
How
with our overall development, colleagues, we have a very difficult period ahead of us, and this will determine our country's future. We need to work hard. We need to be active. We shouldn't be afraid of responsibility. We should work together for our common good. People need to see that United Russia has talented, honest, hard-working people among its members. The party should grow as you work on specific projects, and people all over the country, in every city, in every village, should see and realize that it is United Russia who is not afraid of change, that achieves real change. Now, I would like to add a few more words. It is very important for the party to make sure that its reputation is strong and high. And it's very hard to earn a good reputation. To do that, you need to work hard, you need to listen to people, you need to address their problems, fight injustice.
Знаю, что в последние годы
never do any justice yourselves. Like I said, we have a lot of young people coming in. So I would recommend that you take advantage of young managers' contests that we have going on around the country. We have an open democratic country, and we need creative people open to new approaches, discussions. Competition within the party is a productive instrument for advancing our national interests. And I'm confident that United Russia will do everything necessary for promoting this kind of political culture in the party, dialogue, discussion, cooperation with all political forces in Russia. Being the largest political force in Russia, I want United Russia to go to a whole new level and become a new breakthrough party. I wish the best of luck in this work to all of us, all of you. Thank you very much.
2 years into the so-called Russiagate investigation, there's still no hard evidence of collusion between the Trump election campaign, WikiLeaks, or the Russian government. This past week, Black Agenda Radio's Glenn Ford spoke with Dan Kovalik, who's a longtime activist and author. Kovalik's latest book, titled The Plot to Scapegoat Russia, How the CIA and the Deep State Have Conspired to Vilify Putin, suggests that the spinners of the Russiagate tale were trying to destroy any chance that a peace movement will reemerge in the U.S.
That project has worked quite well and effectively, as it did at times during the first Cold War between the U.S. and the Soviet Union. It's working in the very same way now, one, instilling fear in people in the United States of Russia as somehow an enemy, first of all, an enemy of the U.S., but also a seemingly omnipotent enemy that could even swing a U.S. election somehow. And what has worked incredibly about it is that it has really worked mostly on liberals in the U.S. who may otherwise be interested in organizing around war and peace. And it has really silenced the peace movement.
Yes, the insidious wrinkle with Russiagate is that folks who challenge those charges are associated with Trump.
Yes, absolutely. Right. You're seen as a Trump apologize whether Russia somehow impacted the 2016 elections. And again, very few people want to be called a Trump apologist for good reasons. I mean, Trump is awful in many ways. But the thing is, there's a lot to criticize him about. Russia happens not to be one of them. I mean, it's one of the good things that he at least appeared to want to do, and that is have some sort of rapprochement with Russia. And this Russiagate scandal has effectively destroyed any ability to have detente with Russia. And now we're seeing a possible, really military confrontation with Russia, with a U.S. naval ship now entering the Black Sea as we speak.
Russiagate is interesting from the standpoint of American exceptionalism, which says, among many other things, that there are terrible people out there in the world who just hate America because of our freedoms and what we have. And Putin is classified as one of those people, and they just want to stir up dissension in the United States.
Right. And of course, the irony is that to the extent people have issues with the United States outside the U.S., it's not because of our freedoms, but it's because the U.S. has done such an effective job at repressing freedom and democracy throughout the world. Quite contrary to, of course, what the U.S. claims. The U.S. has claimed very effectively for over a century that we intervene in the world to spread democracy and freedom and justice. But in fact, we do quite the opposite. And those who have suffered U.S. intervention are quite painfully aware of that. Meanwhile, of course, at home, we have a society that's very unequal, that has suffered from slavery, from systematic racism, from genocidal attacks on indigenous populations here. We don't need Russia to remind us of those things. Again, most people in this country who are paying attention, at least, are painfully aware of those problems. And the idea that somehow Russia was needed to stir those up is a joke.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.